More than 130 years ago, Sitting Bull arrived in Canada on the run after defeating Colonel George A. Custer at the Battle of the Little Bighorn. He stayed just 4 years, but his presence had a lasting impact on the people who live north of the border, both the ranchers and the Cree. A tribute to that colorful history plays out once a year at the hockey rink in Maple Creek, Saskatchewan, in a charity game known locally as the Battle of the Little Big Puck. Reporter Amy Jo Eamon attended this year's game, and she has our story.
Ladies and gentlemen, the friendship continues for the 30th annual Battle of the Little Big Puck.
The Cowboys and the Cree face off at center ice. Between them, as referee, is the local Mountie. The town folk of Maple Creek, population 2,200, have come out to watch.
The Royal Canadian Mounted Police, our staff sergeant, whistles to center and third period. Let's play hockey! Are you ready to rumble?
The Cowboys are all local ranchers who are, or have been, members of a rodeo association. The Cree are all members of the Nekanit First Nation, a reserve just south of town in the Cypress Hills. The Cowboys get off to a rough start. At the end of the second period, the score is 9-6 for the Cree.
Ladies and gentlemen, 10th goal of the game scored by number 4, Chief Jordy Fourhorns.
Joe Braniff has played for the Cowboys for 25 years. He recalls how this game of Cowboys versus Indians got its start.
The roots go back to a hot summer day in July where a couple of cowboys and a couple of members of the Nekanit band met in the old commercial hotel over a cold beer. And as good friends do, they got bickering good-naturedly as to who could ride the rankest horses and rope the quickest. And pretty soon it came down to, well, I'll tell you what, we can darn sure beat you guys in hockey.
That friendly challenge has stayed friendly despite the potential pitfalls. Braniff says in 30 years, there's never been a fight.
You'd be hard-pressed to find a community anywhere in Canada where you could call it a cowboy-Indian game and not offend anybody, where you could put two cultures like that against each other in a hockey game, a fast-paced hockey game with bragging rights and everything else at stake, and not turn it into a war. Both sides are very proud of that.
Call of the goal, the big cowboy assisted by the little cowboy. 7th goal of the game for the Cowboys. We're in a 10-7 shootout.
Dale Mosquito plays for the Cree. He says this hockey game is a point of pride for the people of Nekanit, whose ancestors lived here long before the Cowboys arrived.
You know, we're proud of our heritage. We've coexisted with the town of Maple Creek, and for us that's tradition. The Battle of the Little Big Puck helps us celebrate that fact.
That relationship between Cree and cowboy was shaped, in no small part, by another battle, the Battle of the Little Bighorn. After Colonel Custer's defeat in 1876, 5,000 Lakota and their leader Sitting Bull crossed the border into Canada and sought refuge southeast of present-day Maple Creek. Their arrival was peaceful, according to local historian Royce Pettyjohn, but strained relations between the two countries.
Essentially, you've got, from the Americans' perspective, an undefeated hostile force hovering on their northern border, and they were concerned with issues of, you know, they might term today homeland security. They were concerned about the Lakota raiding down into the United States and then coming back into the safety of Canada. And for Canada, of course, the presence of Sitting Bull and these refugees from war in the United States represented the potential wrench to be thrown into that nice, peaceful, orderly process of westward expansion.
4 years later, Sitting Bull returned to the United States, but Canadian authorities were taking no chances. They decided to move all the Cree away from the U.S. border to designated reserves far to the north. But one chief, Chief Nekanit, and his people refused to go. They lived freely, made friends with the settlers, worked on their farms, and learned to rodeo. Eventually, with help of sympathetic ranchers, Nekanit's descendants were granted their reserve in the Cypress Hills.
And I think that's part of the reason why today you can have an event like the Battle of the Little Big Puck, where you have, for the benefit of charity, essentially a game that pays tribute to that integrated past of, you know, essentially cowboys and Indians.
Back at the hockey rink, it's the third period, and both teams have switched from their hockey gear to more traditional outfits. They're dressed as cowboys and Indians. It's a colorful mix of chaps and cowboy hats, feathers, face paint, and beads. The Mountie has changed from the black and white referee jersey to his bright red coat and Stetson. Dale Mosquito, now dressed in moose hide, says he's proud to be a role model for a younger generation, such as his own son.
I said, you know, Dad is, you know, I don't know how much longer I'll be able to lace up the skates, so I'm really excited that they're deciding and, you know, pursuing this this opportunity because, you know, I think they'll carry it long into the future.
Score of the hockey game, 15-10, if you were counting. Score of the friendships, how about your bat in 1,000?
For Only a Game, I'm Amy Jo Eamon.
It's friendship, friendship, just a perfect friendship. When other friendships have been forgot, ours will still be hot.
Only a Game is produced by Karen Given and Doug Trabu. Our technical director is John Parati. We had help this week from Peter Mayers at WLRN in Miami. Our intern is Jeremy Conlin. Our senior producer is Gary Wallach. To view our photo galleries, please visit onlyagame.org. You can find us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Only a Game Radio. Our final word this week comes from former NFL safety Izel Reese, who was in a hurry this morning.
I had some Pop-Tarts, unfortunately. I'm still looking for a real breakfast.
Last week, it was former big league pitcher Dirk Hayhurst discussing his supper of spaghetti with octopus and cactus milkshake. This week, Pop-Tarts. And next week, I'm fasting. I'm Bill Littlefield. Thanks for listening. I'll see you next week.
If you're ever in a mill and get sawed in half, I won't laugh. It's friendship, friendship, just a perfect blandship. When other friendships are up the creek, ours will still be slick.
Support comes from the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, presenting the MacArthur Award for Creative and Effective Institutions. Winners are at macfound.org. The Wallace Foundation, a source of ideas for improving education and enrichment for children both in and out of school, at wallacefoundation.org. And the Poetry Foundation, celebrating 100 years of Poetry Magazine, online at poetryfoundation.org. This is NPR.